Good morning and a Freilich and Chanukah, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud. We left off on the last two words of the page on daf Tess Amid Beis. Today's Amar Rava. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called about Simcha Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times in Atzlacha, for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely, and also by Jeremy Lossman, once again, in honor of the 100th birthday, Baruch Hashem, of his grandmother, Bubby Goldie Cantor, Yibadlu L'chaim Tovim V'aruchim, who's celebrating with her family this week in Toronto, wishing her continued health, happiness, bracha, and nachas, admeya v'yasrim shana. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do today is we're going to continue the various statements of Rava about Palgina and Dibura, and when we believe a person, and when we don't believe a person, about various crimes that he had done or were done to him. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what the source is, that Makos is Bishlosha, that when it comes to a Din Torah involving Malkos, that you need three Dayanim. The Gemara is going to discuss what the source is for Rabbi Yishmael, who held that Malkus is Be'esrim Vishlosha. Where does that come from? So then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to discuss Ibur HaChodesh, what exactly are the different steps of Ibur HaChodesh, what exactly Chishuv is, and Kiddush is, and Ibur is, and what you need what number of Dayanim for, and the different steps in the process, and how many Dayanim are required for each step in the process. The Gemara is going to tell us that delve into Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion about how Bishlosha Maschilin Bechamisha Nosav Nosin and Gomrin B'Shiva. What's the 3, 5, and 7? When do you need the 3? When do you need the 5? When do you need the 7? Where do we get these numbers from of 3, 5, and 7? And that discussion will bring us to the end of the daf. So let's begin again. The last two words on the page on daf Tesam Beis. So Amar Rava. Rava tells us as follows. Ploni Baalishti, a person comes to Beis and he says that this man was Boel, my wife, not to Baones Beratzon. She was a willing participant. The halacha is Huva Acher Mitzdarfin. The husband himself, together with another aide who's made likewise, can be Mitzdarif Lahorgo to kill the Boel in Beis Din, like anyone else who's Boel in Eishes Ish. Aval lo lahorga, but not to kill the woman, because the husband is a karov to the woman, and he's therefore not neman on the wife. Meaning, we say palgina dibura, so we believe him that this man was boel an eishes ish, but we do not believe him that his wife was the eishes ish that this man was boel. So because we assume that adam karovates that ishto kigufo, and adam karovates alatzmo, testifying about his wife is like testifying about himself, and you're not allowed to testify about yourself. That's the principle of Ishto Kegufo, is primarily a din in Hilchos Eidos. Right? A lot of the other area in Psak Halacha where people apply Ishto Kegufo, but it's very questionable. It's a major machlokas achronim. Mishnah Berurah assumes this way based on Eliyahu Rabba, is by Ner Chanukah, right? That the Mishnah Berurah assumes that Ishto Kegufo, and therefore when a man lights Ner Chanukah, it's as if his wife lit Ner Chanukah as well, and therefore it's Mahadrin Min HaMayim. You could be Yotzei the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin with the husband lighting and without the wife without the wife lighting. The requirement is only Ner Ishu Beso, so it's a low stakes kind of a question, because it's just a question of whether you're fulfilling the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. But generally speaking, by mitzvos, we don't really have such a concept of Ishto Kegufo, right? We don't say that the husband made Kiddush, so the wife could not be there when the husband says Kiddush. It's fine. Ishto Kegufo. Whatever he does, it's as if she did it as well. No, to do a mitzvah, you have to... Shomea Ka'ona, yeah, you could. Anyone can listen, answer Amen, and it'll be like they said Kiddush, but you can't just say it's as if I was there with an Ishto Kegufo. But the case where we do apply it is when it comes to the halachos of Eidos. So says Gemara, my Kamash Malan, what's Rava telling us with this din? Dimafalgin and Dibura? What? He said, Bidibura, that we're Mechalik, the Dibur, the Eidos of the person? Hainuach, he already told us that Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, that if he says that a man was Boel him and he was a willing participant in that act of homosexual Bia, that we don't believe him about himself. We only believe him about the other guy. So we already know Palgin and Dibura. So says Gemara, Maud, the Tema Adam Karavetz Alatma Amri. aminon, it's lishtol lo aminon. I might have thought that we only say adam korvetzel atzmo and not adam korvetzel ishto, and therefore, at least as far as palginon dibura is concerned, and therefore, since he's neman about the boel, we should believe him about his wife as well. So kamashmla, and that's why Rebbe tells me the din is not that way. Just like a person is not neman al atzmo, so too he's not neman al ishto, and therefore we have no choice but to say palginon dibura. But Rava had to tell me the din of Palgina Dibura in the case of Ploni Ravani Leritzoni as well, meaning L'chori, you could have flipped it around and said, okay, so if you're going to tell me two cases, only tell me the bigger Kiddush. Tell me that we say Palgina Dibura about your wife, and then I'll know for sure we're going to say Palgina Dibura about yourself. So why did he have to tell me about himself as well? Because otherwise there's room to argue that Rava would be mod to Rav Yosef, that he becomes a Rasha al P.A. do so, and therefore he's not Neman to be Mechayev the Boel either. Meaning I would have thought that he's so not Neman al Atzmo, because they know the Mesa Masma Rasha, that he wouldn't even be Neman about the Boel. So that's Rava's Chiddush in that case. That the case of Ploni Ravani Leritzoni, the Chiddush is that we believe him about the Boel. The case of Ploni Ba'al Ishti Leritzona is that we believe him about, is that we don't believe him about his wife, even though he's not his wife, but we say Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. The Rishonim raised the question, how could it be that the Gemara thinks Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto? That's the Havamina. That Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. It's a Mishnah Mufaresh Asadav Chav Zayin. That there are many Krovim that you're possible to be made because of Korva of Ishus. And for sure, meaning if any of your wife's relatives you're possible to be made about, so for sure your wife, you're going to be possible to be made. Meaning it's only because you're related through your marriage to her that you're possible to all those relatives. So obviously your wife is going to be possible. So Rashi writes that the Gemara is trying to say that only the Gabi Palgin and Dibura we don't say Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. Meaning that there might have been that at least the Havamina, there might have been a thought to say that when a person has made one Eidus on his wife and another person, since he's Neman Be'eduso on that other person, he should be Neman about his wife as well. And over there, for Legabe that Eidus, we're not going to view him as a Karov to his wife, and we're not going to say Palginon Dibura. And that's what Rav is telling me, that the din is not that way. That in such a, that we do say Palginon Dibura, because he's Karov Eitzel Ishto, just like he's Karov Eitzel Atzmo. That's how both Rashi and Tosos understand the sugya. The Yad Ramah raises the question on this explanation from the sugya in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, where we learn the chiddush of Palgina Dibura is that we're not mevatel the Eidos Legamri, but we believe him about the Boel. The chiddush is not that we don't believe him about the Isha, it's that we do believe him about the Boel. And furthermore, he says that there's no svara to say that since he's Neman on the Boel, he should be Neman on his wife, because even though they're krovim to each other, Adarabba, the svara should have been the opposite. That since he's not Neman on the wife, that he's not Neman on the Boel either. So the Yad Ramah says an alternative explanation, that there would have been room to say that a person is not Karov Le'ishto, since the woman becomes Asura to him as soon as she's Mizana. And therefore I would say, yes, of course a man is Karov to his wife, so long as she may still be his wife. But if he's saying that she was Mizana, so he's saying she's Asura to me forever. We're not allowed to be husband and wife anymore. Ooh, the second you say you're not allowed to be husband and wife anymore, maybe the svara of Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto goes away, and maybe you're not considered krovim anymore from here on in. So that's the chiddush of our Gemara, that Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. Okay, now another din that Rava tells us. V'yama Rava, two Eidim come to Beis and they say Ploni ba al Nara Hama Orasa, that a man was ba'al in Nara Hama Orasa, but they didn't say who the girl was. V'huzmu, and then those Eidim became Eidim Zomim. The halacha is Ne'rogin. They are Chayev Misa for trying to be Mechayev that Ploni Misa. But Vein Mishalman Mamon, they do not have to pay money to that Ploni, because they weren't trying to make him lose any money. Normally, if he is Boel and Nara Marasa, he also has to pay money to the Avi Hanara. But they didn't say who the Nara was, so there is no Avi Hanara that they ever would have been forced to pay the money to. And therefore, the Edim Zomin about it will not have to pay the money. But if the Edim say that Bito Shel Ploni, they identify the Nara Marasa, they say that this man was Boel, not just any Nara Marasa, this particular regular Naram Rasa Vuhuzmu, and then they become Edom Zomin. So then the halach is Neragin. They do get killed because they try to get the man who was bold in Naram Rasa killed. Mishalmin Mamon. And they have to pay money because they were trying to cause the Avia Nara to lose the value of the value of his daughter's ksuba, because the woman who's Mizana loses her ksuba. So you can't ask how the Edom could be Neragin Umishalmin, because after all, don't we have a klal that a person who's chayiv two different onshim only gets the more chamor of the two? Come lay bidraba minei. No, because mamon lazeh nefashos lazeh. He's chayiv the mamon for trying to be mafsid the avi hanara from the ksuba, and nefashos lazeh he's chayiv misa for trying to kill the ploni and trying to kill the nara for that matter. And since the chiyuvim are to two different people, we don't say that that he gets away with the bigger of the two punishments, and that he's putter from the lesser of the two punishments. This is a case of Neragin Umishalman, that he's going to have to, he gets killed, and he's going to have to pay Mamon as well. Rashi points out, Rava does not disagree with Rav Yosef that we learned in yesterday's daf, that Ede Habal are Neragin and are not Mishalman Mamon, because since over there Rav Yosef is talking about a married woman where the Mamon Aksuba belongs to her, so it turns out the Edom Zomim are trying to be Mechayiv her Misa and to be mafsid her money, so there's chiyuv misa and mamon to the same person. So we're only mechayiv from the more chamor of the two. But Rava saw Meranam Rasa, where all the money that she's going to get is going to go to her father. It's not hers, and he's the one that could sell a ksuba in the marketplace and to make money off of it. So it turns out that the Edom Zomim are trying to be mechayiv the nara misa. They're trying to make her father lose money. So that's a mamon lazeh and a misa lazeh. Now the Yad Ramah raises the question that there's a stira, because Rava says elsewhere in Dafayin Dalet Amud Aleph that a person who's rodef achar chaveru lahargo, someone's chasing somebody else to kill him, and he breaks kalim as he's chasing the other guy. Whether those kalim belong to the nirdaf or whether they belong to anybody else, you don't have to pay for those kalim, because at the time that you were chasing the guy to kill him, you're chayiv misa. So the chayiv misa of the is to the, now in Lechor over there, so what am chayiv misa? Chayiv misa is to the nirdaf, the chayiv mamon is to whoever owns these kalim. So how come Rav over there says much later in the Fayin Dalit that if I'm chasing someone to kill him, so I'm a rodef is considered to be chayiv misa at the moment, because anyone's allowed to kill a rodef to be matzil the nirdaf. So I'm chayiv misa when I'm being rodef this fellow and I step on somebody else's kalim and I break them, I'm putter for those kalim because I'm chayiv misa. But it's mamon lazeh unefashel, and because of that kasha, some are gores in our sugya rabba. Right, that's the easy way out. Whenever you have a stira and rava, we always turn one of them to rabba. But the Yad Ramah says you don't need to change it here. So it could be that everybody, since everybody is allowed to kill the rodef when someone is rodef achar chaveru lahargo, including whoever the bal hakelim is, so it's mamon lazeh, it's considered mamon fashos to the same person. Normally, only when we say that a person's chayiv misa, it's based on implementing the chayiv misa on behalf of the victim, right? So it's the nefashos are lazer to that victim. But over here, it's not Bezdin. Anyone's allowed to kill this guy. You see someone about to kill somebody else, anybody's allowed to go and try to save the nirdaf by killing the rodef. So that's considered, says the Yad Ramah Chiddush, that's considered mamon nefashos to the same person, because whoever that bala kelim is also allowed to kill the rodef. So that's the other statement of Rava, that is mamon lazeh nefashos ve'amar Rava. And another statement of Rava, ploni Rava hashar, if come to Beis Din and they say that this man was roveya ashar, an act of bestiality, but they didn't say which shar, v'huzmu, and then they became edim zomin ne'ragin, they're chayiv misa because they were trying to be mechayiv that guy misa v'yein mishalman mamon, but they don't have to pay any money because they weren't trying to make anyone lose any money, because they never identified who the shar is that was nirva. Whoever the owner of that shar is, if they would have identified the shar, would have lost his shar, he would have lost money. But no, if you don't identify a shar, no problem. Shoro shalploni. But if they say that ploni was roveya, shoro shalploni, and then vuhuzmu, and they identify the shar, and then they become edim zomin, neragin, mishalmin mamon. They get killed, and they're chayiv to pay money, because mamon is zeh. The mamon is to the bala shar, who's going to lose his shar, since the shar is going to be chayiv skila, so his shar is gone. and the nefashos is to the man who is roveya the shor. So since it's two chiyuvim to two separate people, we don't say kamle b'drab. Mina yichayiv both. So frankly, Mara sulam lihaynu hach. Aren't those last two cases exactly the same? Ploni bal narim rasa or ploni bal ashor. You do identify the narim rasa slash shor. You don't identify the narim rasa slash shor. It's the same thing. It's the same case. So answers the Gemara. Mishum de kabayi bayo ilavei. Rava wanted to tell me this din because he wanted to add another suffix legabe this din de bayi Rava, because Rava raised the question: what would the din be if another aide came to Basin and he said Ploni Rava shori mahu, that he came to Basin and he said Ploni was rovea my shor? What's the din klape the shor? Do we say that you could be makabel the aidus of the bala shor on his own shor or not? Mi aminon, on the one hand, do we say that we should say palgidin dibura adam karavetz alatzmo vein adam karavetz al mamono, that as far as palgidin dibura is concerned, we don't say it because a person is not a karov to his own money, and therefore since we're makabel his aidus on his on the fact that Ploni was rovea, will be makabel the aidus about whose shor it was, that it was his own shor, and we're not mechalik, we don't say palgidin dibura odil maamrinon adam karavetz al mamono, or maybe we even say, as far as Palgina Dibur is concerned at least, that Adam Karavetz al Mono, and therefore we're not Makabal his Eidos on the Shor, but we will be Makabal his Eidos that Ploni was Roveya, and not his Eidos on who the Nirva was. So Basar Debaya Hadar Pashta. Once Rava raised this Shaila, he also resolved the Shaila. Adam Karavetz al Atzmo, Ve'ein Adam Karavetz al Mamono. Person's Karavetz al Atzmo, we saw earlier his Karavetz al Ishto, Legabe Palgina Dibura, but we do not say that he's Karavetz al Mamono as far as Palgina Dibura, and therefore since he's Neman on the Roveya, he's Neman on his Shor as well, and the Shor is going to be Chayiv Skila. The Rashi points out that even though the Gemara Maseches Tmura says that a person who's made on his Shor that he was Roveya or Nirva, the Shor does not become Aser for anything but a Karban. It's not going to be Chayiv Skila, apparently because it's his own Shor he's testifying about. That's only in a case where the Bailum was not made who the Roveya was, or they were made on this and there was no second aid together with them. So since there's no aidus on the Roveya, he's not Neman on the Shor either. But when you're made who the Roveya is, since you're Neman on that, you're going to be Neman on the Shor as well. It's at least enough to not say Palgina Dibura, which is a remarkable thing. I mean, you were saying that, whether a person in general is believed about his own Shor, that's irrelevant. We're only asking about whether we apply Palgina Dibura to his Namanus about his own Shor, meaning generally speaking, it could be he's not Naaman about his own Shor. But once we're going to believe him about the Roveya, so then we're going to throw in the Shor as well. That's how Rashi learns the whole Sugya, that the whole discussion, Adam Karavetz Latzma, Adam Karavetz Elishto, the whole question is only Legabe, the Palgina Dibura angle of things. It's not Legabe, the general Naamanus or lack of Naamanus that a person might have. So, okay, Makos B'Shlosha, we said in the Mishnah that to be Mechayiv Malkus, you need three Dayanim. Inonimili, how do I know that the Chiyuv Malkus is carried out with three Dayanim? And the Sanhedrin Ketana points out that you cannot say Kal V'chomer, that to be Mechayiv Mamon, you need three Dayanim, Kal V'chomer for Malkus, which is more Chomer, because Mar Gsubas raises this question on Dav Lamed Aleph, which is more Chomer? Is Malkus more Chomer or is Mamon more Chomer? So it's not so pashut that Malkus is more Chomer to then automatically be Mechayiv, to automatically require three dayanim. So minanimili, how do I know Malkus needs three dayanim? So Amar Avuna Makra, Pasuk says Ushvatum. The Pasuk says Kiyeh Riv Bein Anashim Benikshu El Amishpat Ushvatum Vitztiku Es Hatzadik Virshu Es Harasha. And the next Pasuk is Vahiyim Bina Kos Harasha Vipilasha Vikol Lefanav. It's about Malkus. So it's dealing with Chiyuvei Malkus, and it says Ushvatum Lashon Rabim. So since it's Lashon Rabim, I know that it's got to be at least Shnayim. So Ein Bezin Shakol Mosifin Alein Olech. We know it's obviously not two dayanim because you can never have a bezin of only two dayanim. So we add a third dayan, and therefore we end up with three dayanim, and that's enough to be mechayiv malchus. Elameyat. Once we're going to darshan ushvatum as far as the number of dayanim, so maybe we should also darshan vihitztiku. It says vihitztiku as a tzaddik, which is another shnayim. It's also a plural word, so that teaches me another two dayanim. Vihirshiyu shnayim, another plural plural word. So again, it should teach me another two dayanim. So that's six that are alluded to in the pasuk. Harekan shiva, and we know ein beis and shakel, so you're going to have to add a seventh, and therefore it should be seven dayanim. So answers Gemara, who from those words you cannot darshan the number of dayanim because we need those words to darshan for what ula taught. Ula remes teidim zomim min haTorah minayin. Where do we have a remes teidim zomim min haTorah? So it says Gemara, remes teidim zomim vaksiv kasher zomam. Kasher zamam. What do you mean, remez leidim zamam min haTorah? That's psukim beferish vasisim lo kasher zamam lasos liachiv. Ella remez leidim zamam shelokin minayin. Now, where do I find the remez that edim zamam are going to be chayv malkus when you cannot do kasher zamam? Right, that's at the very beginning of Maseches Malkus, first Mishnah Malkus, that when you can't carry out kasher zamam, mean no al ploni shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and you're not even a kohen, we can't make you ben grusha ben chalutza, or even if you are a kohen, we can't do it to your kids, and you're trying to make that guy's kids non kohanim, so there's no way to carry out kasher zamam in because lo v'lo levana v'sisim lo v'lo levana, right? So you can't Kasher Zamam is not a possibility. So if Kasher Zamam is not a possibility, then we do Malkus instead. So where's their remes for that? So Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Vitzdikwa Satzadik Virshua Sarasha, and it goes on Vayim Benakos Sarasha. So Luchar Mishum Vitzdikwa Satzadik Virshua Sarasha Vayim Benakos Sarasha. Pasuk doesn't read straight. If the guy who's righteous comes out vindicated in Beis Din, and the guy who's evil comes out convicted in Beis Din, so now I give Malkus for that. I give the Beis Din Malkus for doing that. The Edom Malkus for doing that. The Rasha is getting Malkus for his own rishos, not for the tzidkas hatzadik. So why does the pasuk have to mention the tzidkas of the tzadik? Ella edim shirshiu as tzadik. No, it's talking about edim that are marshia the tzadik b'sheker. They lie about this guy, a perfectly innocent guy, and they say that he had done terrible things. Vasu ediachrini, and then another set of edim come v'tzidku as tzadik tmeikara, and they set the record straight. They vindicate the original tzaddik that he hadn't done anything wrong. V'shavinu lahanach rishayim, and they identify the original edim as rishayim for trying to lie about this guy. Then vayim benakos harasha. Then we give malkus. So that's the remez that edim zomim. If you cannot do kasher zamam, you do malkus. But in a case where you can do kasher zamam, they're trying to be mechayiv the nidon money. So then you can't give them malkus as well because ain't adam loku mishalim. So you have to say that the case must be that what case are we talking about where we're going to say they get malkus is when you cannot do kasher zamam, because in case where you can do kasher zamam, you can't give them two punishments. So the Gemara says, why does Ula need to teach me from there that sometimes you get malkus by edim zomim? V'tepikle, shouldn't he be able to derive this din milo sana just from the fact that they violate the pasuk in the Torah, losana v'recha et shaker, and whenever you violate a lav min haTorah, any lav gets malkus, so shouldn't that be enough to tell me that edim zomim get malkus when you cannot do kasher zamam? Mishum davle lav she'en bo maisa. No, from losana, I would not have known they get malkus because losana is a lav she'en bo maisa. That just dibur alone, which is all it requires to say edim, is not considered to be a maisa. V'kalav shein b'maisa ain lokin a lav. That any time a lav does not involve any maisa, you don't get malkus. So that's why I need v'tzikas tzadik v'yeshua sarasha to tell me, yeah, but in this case you do get malkus. That even though lav shein b'maisa, the klal is that there's no malkus. So from losan v'recha et shakar, which is being a losa, say would not warrant malkus. V'yim b'nakos harasha v'tzikas tzadik v'yeshua sarasha v'yim b'nakos harasha teaches me that that a zomim does get malkus. Where do I know this din that a lav shein b'maisa you don't get malkus on? Because the pasuk says in Losishma Lasos is called the Vrei Torah v'hifla Hashem es makosecha, that it says la'asos, that in Losishma la'asos. So we learn from there that only lav sheish b'maisa you get malkus on. That's what Rashi quotes from the Gemara Maseches Makos. The Yad Ramah says that Rashi is not being so meduyuk over here, because the maskana of the Gemara over there is that we actually learn the din from Losach Som Shor B'disho, that in order to be mechayiv malkus it needs to be dumya de lav de chasima, and lav de chasima happens to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So that's really the maskana of the Gemara. Rashi over here is just quoting the easiest limud, but it's not the most accurate limud. In the end of the Gemara, it's not the limud that the Gemara used. Tosfos writes that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says lav sheyesh b'maisa, you are malkin a lav, right? It's machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Makos, whether one gets malkus for a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds even a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you do get malkus, so then why do you need vayim b'nakos harasha? Meaning l'chora, yeah, you're going to be back to the same kasha that the Gemara asked over here. Why do I need Vayimina Kosa Rasha to tell me that Edom Zomen Gemalkos Shernai learn it from the fact that it's a Los Hase Losan Recha Echaker? So Tosa says, even if Yoldav Sheba Maisa, you do get Malkos, I still need Vayimina Kosa Rasha because. Since we learn, Rabbi Yehuda learns his din from here, that since once the Torah is mechadish, that there's Malkus on the Lav of Losana, even though it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, so now I learn from that, that everywhere else Lav Shein B'maisa gets Malkus. Meaning, this is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's din. That once I know, once the Torah is megalit to me, Vayim bin Akosa Rasha, even though all the guy did was he violated Losana, he didn't do any Maisa, and still the Torah tells me he gets Malkus, Rabbi Yehuda says it must be that every Lav She'in B'maisa, you also get Malkus. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda has some assumption from some other place. This is where the assumption comes from. Okay, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Lamar Be'asr Mishlosha. Rabbi Shmuel says you need 23 Dayanim for Malkus. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the basis for Rabbi Shmuel that you need 23 Dayanim to implement the Chiv Malkus? So Rabbi Asya Rasha Rasha Mechayav Misus. Gzer Shav of Rasha Rasha. Ksiv Hacha Vayim Bina Kosa Rasha. Malkus says Rasha. Uksiv Hasa by Misus Pesin says Asher Hu Rasha Lom. So since it says the word Russia by both of them, just like by Mises Beis, you need 23 Dayanim, Malkus also requires 3 Dayanim. Rava Amar Malkus Makom Misa Omedes. Rava says it's Misvara that you need 23 Dayanim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, for the Chi of Malkus, because Malkus is meant to replace Mises Beis Din. A person who violated that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him that he better not do deserves to be killed, but the Torah has Rachman and patters him with just Malkus. And therefore, we view the Malkus as if it were one of the Misos Beis Din, and that's why you need Esr Mishlosha, that's why you need 23 Dayanim, and it's not enough to have 3 Dayanim. That's how Rashi understands Malkus, B'makom Misa Omedes, that the guy, it should be obvious to us that God says don't do something and you do it, that you don't deserve to live, but Hashem is such Rachmanus on us that he gives us just Malkus instead, but it's a form of Misos Beis Din. Tosus quotes two additional perushim over here. One of them is that the din by Bnei Noach is asarasam zuhi misasam. A Ben Noach, when he violates any iser, is chayiv misa. Any iser that he's mitzuvah in is chayiv misa. By a Jew, that's not the din. Stam lav is malkus. So therefore it says malkus by Bnei Yisrael is b'makom misa by Bnei Noach. So that's what it means, makom misa. Not that we automatically would assume anytime you do anything wrong, you're chayiv misa. Why would that be an assumption? Like Rashi, why would that be an assumption? Anytime you do anything wrong, a person is going to be chayiv misa? No, it means that since we know that by Bnei Noach, they're chayiv misa for any violation of an iser. So malkus, and we allow for a Jew to get a lighter punishment, because for whatever reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu views us as banim lemakom, we get a lighter punishment. So that's what it means. That the Malkus Makom Misa. Another explanation Tosfos has is that sometimes the guy you're giving Malkus to dies from the Malkus, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel tells me the din of Esrim V'Shlosha, because Malkus might just be a Misa situation. Yeah, we have doctors assess and we try not to kill him and we try to make sure that we don't give him that, but you know, you're, it's a high risk proposition that you're beating him with this massive whip and the doctor could be off by one. You know, not every doctor is perfect every time in their diagnosis or in their assessment of what's going to be, in their prognosis of exactly how things are going to play out. Right? How many times people are told you have a month to live and 5 years later they're still kicking, or people told you know this will be a slow process and then a month later they go, you don't always know exactly what it's going to be. So that's another interpretation of what it means. Malkus Makom Misa Omedes. Ask the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha Breid Rav Ravashi I Hachi. If a Chiyuv Malkus is Bimakom Chiyuv Misa Umdin Alamali, well then why do we have to be bodik to see how much he can handle? Is to make sure that he can't die. Lim Chiyevi Malas Lemus. Right. Certainly, according to Rashi's interpretation, that everyone who violates a law in the Torah deserves Misa. We let him get off easy with Malkus. So then, you know, if it happens to kill him, let it kill him. Meaning, why do we have to assess and make sure that he doesn't die from it? If really that's what he deserves anyway. So Amar Leis, Rav Ashi responds, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, V'nikla achich le'inecha, ki machis agaba d'chaye machis. That when you give a guy Malkus, you have to be hitting a living person, right? Because he's only called achicha when he's alive. So we have to make sure that he's going to be able to live through all the Malkus. Ella hadetanya, but wait, how are you going to explain the following din? Amdu l'kabal esrim if they assess that he's able to handle 20 malchus, and that if he gets one more than that, he's going to die from that 21st whipping. Say, in makanos el makos uris l'shtalish. We only give him a number of malchus that you could divide into three. And since you have to give him, and the reason for that is because you got to give him 2/3 of the malchus on his back and 1/3 on his front. So it has to be divided into a number that's divisible by three. The kamehain, so if he can handle 20, and on the 21st he will die, and you need a number that's divisible by three. Do you go with 21 or do you go with 18? So kama hein timnisrei. You give him only 18 in order to be divided by three. 12 on his back, 6 on his front. But if Malchus is really Makomisa, Limchias Mechada, if Malchus is Makomisa, why don't you go with 21? And Vichimachis Bahachadal Demos, Dahakimachis Akabdechayakomachis. Because the only reason we said that we have to do the Sumdana to be able to assess whether he can handle it is because when you're doing the whipping, the whip cannot hit the back of a dead man. But if he's only going to die on the 21st, so what's the problem with the whip hitting him that 21st time? It will hit a live man, and then he will die. And he deserves to die anyway. So, you know, that should be perfectly fine. So Amalei, Rav Ashi responds to Rav Acha, no, you can't do that. Amar Krav, Nikla Achicha Le'enecha, Achar Shalaka Achicha B'in Avaleka. That not just as the whip is hitting his back, that he needs to be alive. After the Malchus is over, he still needs to be alive. That's what the Pasuk is teaching me. So Rav Acha Breda Rava holds that from the Pasuk of Nikla Chich Le'enecha, we can only learn that the Nidon has to be alive B'shas Malchus. So therefore, the Gemara asks, how come if you're Ramdu La'esra Malchus, you can't give him 21? He's going to be alive anyway. So that's what the response that Rav Ashi gave is that no, from that Pasuk you learn that after the Malchus, he still has to be Achecha, he still needs to be alive. Okay. Ibra Chodesh B'Shlosha. So we said that Ibra Chodesh is done with three Dayanim. Now, there are a number of Kiddush HaChodesh is a little bit of a complicated sugya, but some basic points in advance. The Bnei Yisrael count the Chodeshim based on the moon, the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar, because HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, so it has to be some sense of Ischachos. There is no Ischachos in the sun on a monthly basis, right? The months in the solar calendar are arbitrary. There's nothing that happens in the sun 30 days, 31 days later, 28 days later, and every 4 years, 29, right? It's totally arbitrary. It doesn't mean anything. But by the moon, it's actually Ischachos of the Levana. So we use a lunar calendar. The moment that the Ischachos HaLevana appears in Yerushalayim is what we refer to as the Molad HaLevana, and that's when the Chodesh HaLevana begins. Between one Molad and the next, there are 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. Chalakim out of 1,800 that make up an hour. Once 28 days have passed, it turns out that every molad is one day off from the previous molad plus 12 hours 793 chalak. Means since 4 weeks will land you on the same day. So if it was a Wednesday this month, it's going to likely be a Thursday or a Friday the next month, right? Because it's going to be off by one extra day plus 12 hours 793 chalakim. The problem is you can't make Rosh Chodesh smack in the middle of the day because Yom Matamona Velo Sha'os. There's a din that you only count days. You don't count Sha'os. So therefore we make one Chodesh Malay of Shloshim Yom and another Chodesh, and that's a Chodesh Me'ubar, and then a Chodesh of 29 days, and that's a Chodesh Chaser. So when we make a Chodesh of Shloshim Yom, so there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, because the first day, the 30th day is also called Rosh Chodesh, and then the 31st day is actually declared Rosh Chodesh. So in order to identify the Eidos of Rosh Chodesh, so that's exactly what Ibra Chodesh is about. So it says more, Chishuv lo katani. Chishuv HaChodesh, it doesn't say. The Tana doesn't say you need three to be Mechashev, whether you need to be Ma'abed HaChodesh. Kiddush lo katani. It doesn't say that Kiddush HaChodesh needs to be with three Dayanim. Ella, Ibur. It says Ibur HaChodesh. You need three to say Mu'ubar HaChodesh. So, Lolukatra Melili Abur. What do you mean you need three to say Mu'ubar HaChodesh? If Beis Din is not Makadish the Chodesh on day 30, meaning if they don't say that it was only a 29-day month and day 30 is already Rosh Chodesh, Mimela, day 30 will be day 30 and day 31 will be Rosh Chodesh. What do you need to ever declare Ibur HaChodesh? So, Amar Abaye, Tni Kiddush HaChodesh. You're right. We should change the word. The Tana means to say Kiddush HaChodesh. A 3-day Yonim have to be Mekabel the Eidos to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30. Tani Nami Yochi, Kiddush HaChodesh Vibra Hashana B'Shlosha Divrei Meir. And the Braisa bears that out because it uses the term Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shlosha. Amar Rav Avoy Ibra Ketani, but it's not what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says Ibra HaChodesh, doesn't say Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Tani normally won't make a mistake like that between the word Ibra and the word Kiddush. So Ela Amar Rav Kiddush B'Yom Ibra. That Kiddush HaChodesh that is Chal on the day of the Ibra HaChodesh is B'Shlosha. Meaning, if Rosh Chodesh falls on day 30 of the previous month, and therefore the previous month was a Chodesh Chasser, was only 29 days, Beis Din needs to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and they need 3 Dayanim to do so. Acher Ibur Lekakidush, if Rosh Chodesh was Chal on day 31, which is after the Yom HaIbur, and the Chodesh, the previous Chodesh was Malay, so then Beis Din is not Mekadesh the Chodesh. Umani, Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadiki, Titna, and Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik Omer, Im Lo Nira Bizmano, if the Chodesh does not appear on day 30, ain't Mekadeshna, so then you don't need to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, Shekvar Kitshu B'Shamayim, because it happened automatically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already Mekadesh the Chodesh. Rav Nachman Omer, Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shlosha. No, what the Tana means to say is that Kiddush HaChodesh that's Chal after the day of Ibur is B'Shlosha, meaning Rosh Chodesh fell on day 31 of the previous month, and it became a Chodesh Malay. The previous month was a Chodesh Malay. Then you need to be Mekadesh B'Fnei Shlosha. B'Yom Ibur, Leko Kiddush. If it was on Yom Ibur, meaning if the previous month was Chaser, then there's no Kiddush. Umani Plemohi, and that's assuming like Plemo, Detanya Plemo Omer B'Zmanu in Mekadeshna, so that we assume a typical month is 29 days. You don't need a special kiddush to make the previous month 29 days and day 30 Rosh Chodesh. You need a special kiddush HaChodesh to make day 31 Rosh Chodesh. Rav Ashi Yom Leolam Chishuv Katani. No, really it means Chishuv. Umay Ibur, Chishuv the Ibur. And when it says Ibur HaChodesh, it means the Chishuv of the Ibur. That you need three people to do the Cheshbon to be Marbel Chodesh. Vaidi Tekabai L'misni Ibur Shana Tananami Ibur Chodesh. Why does he use the term Ibur? Because it's going to use the term Ibur Shana, so he uses the term Ibur Chodesh as well. Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Lo. Whoa, so you're telling me that the Chishuv of the Chodesh requires 3 Dayanim, but to declare it Mekudesh does not require 3 Dayanim. So money, who's that going like? Rabbi Elazri, Detanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom Bizmano, Ein Mekachno. So that there is no Kiddush, whether it's Bizmano or Shalom Bizmano, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, when it talks about Kiddush Shnasa Yovel, Vikidashnim Shnasa Chamishim Shana, Shonim Atam Mekadesh, you have to Mekadesh Chodashim. You only need to be Mekadesh Shonim. You do not, Beis Din does not need to be Mekadesh each and every month. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer B'Shlosha, when Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we begin with Shlosha, we're Nosim V'Nosim B'Chamisha, and we're Gormen B'Shiva. So Tanya, Ketzad, Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Shlosha, Maschilim B'Chamish Nosim V'Nosim, V'Gormen B'Shiva, that's the Seder Advarim, that the Dayanim begin to sit, to be done, whether there's a need to discuss and to be Ma'ayin, to be Ma'abr D'Shana with 3 Dayanim, or is it Pashut that they don't need to be Ma'abr D'Shana? So Echad Omer Leishev. If one of the Dayanim says, let's sit and look into it, Ushnayim Omer Shalo Leishev, and then the two other Dayanim say, nothing to look into, this is not going to be a Shana Muberes. So Batal Yachad B'Miyuto, the one is outvoted. Shnayim Omer Leishev, if two of the Dayanim say, let's look into it, Echad Omer Leishev, and one of them says, not worth it, it's not going to be a Shana Muberes anyway, well, Sifna Lein Od Shnayim, we add another 2 Dayanim, V'Nosim V'Nosim Medavar, they discuss the matter further, meaning they do look into it. Shnayim Omrim Tzricha, if then they vote and two of them say, we need to be Ma'abed Hashana, Shlosh Omrim Tzricha, and three say, no, we don't. But Shnayim B'Miyutan, the two are outvoted. But Shlosh Omrim Tzricha, if three of them say, we need to be Ma'abed Hashana, we need to add an extra Chodesh Adar. Ushnayim Omrim Tzricha, and two of them say, we don't need to add a Chodesh Adar. Mosif Nalein Od Shnayim. So then we add another 2 Dayanim, Shein Aminyan Pachos Mishiva, because the Ibur Hashana has to happen with 7 Dayanim. So once there was a 3-2 vote to make it a Shana Muberes, now you need 2 more Dayanim to make that happen. happen? Sani Shosha V'chamisha V'shiva Kenegin Mi. Where do these numbers come from? 3, 5, and 7. So Pliga Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani V'chadi Imei Umanu Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi disagreed about this. V'amrila Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi V'chadi Imei Umanu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani. Same two people. It's just a question of what the traditions of how to say it. Chad Amar Kenegin Birkas Kohanim, because the Pesukim of Birkas Kohanim are 3, 5, and 7 words. V'chad Amar Shlosha Kenegin Shomrei Asaf. 3 are connected the Shomrei Asaf that you have by the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu, Chamisha Miro Pnei HaMelech that you have also by the Malchus, and Shiva Roe Pnei HaMelech you find by the Malchus Achashverosh in Esther. So Tani Rav Yosef, Hani Shlosh Chamisha V'Shiva Shlosh connected Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha Miro Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roe Pnei HaMelech. Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef, I did in my time Lo Parish Lon Mar Hachi. How come you never told us this before? Such a Gevaldika teaching. Amalu Rav Yosef said, Lo Avia Dan Zishrichisu. I thought everybody knew this. I didn't know that you didn't know. Did I ever hold anything back from you? If you would have asked me, I would have been happy to tell you, okay, Beth Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the 2 dots on the bottom of the page. Everyone have a good day, and a good Shabbos.